Did you know that Rabble.ca is holding a donation drive right now? If you like to support independent media and you want us around, dig into your wallet. You can donate at rabble.ca/membership. Now let's begin.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio. Free.
Lynn Thompson here with Living on Purpose on January 11th, 2010. And I have a special guest all the way from the Big Island of Hawaii, and that would be David Gaines. Hi, David.
Aloha, Lynn.
And we've just met, and we thought it would make a lot of sense to introduce you and the special bridging role that you have there with the local kahuna and healers on the Big Island and introduce you to the world. So can you, first of all, though, give us a bit of a sketch of your life path that has brought you to where you are today?
Oh, well, first of all, mahalo, Lynn, for inviting me to have the opportunity. It's very nice to chat with you and your listeners. I'm currently living what I consider to be a life beyond imagination here in Hawaii. I'm currently 46. I have a path behind me of many different careers that range from being in the stock market to being a writer to being involved in software, and now I'm doing this work here in Hawaii. No question that this is the most unexpected change. Many of those other life choices were driven more by necessity. And this turned out to be something that, as I said, I could never have imagined. I was a happy software programmer sitting by the river working in the Seattle area. And as far as my imagination had gone was to be here doing the same thing. And so now I have been invited by the island and the community to be doing something completely different. It's really quite wonderful.
So you've been surprised?
Oh, very much. It's one of the great things about my experience here. I really didn't know what the Big Island was in terms of its amazing healing powers and its amazing landscape for being able to connect people to really soul-shifting kinds of experiences. As I said, I just thought Hawaii was really nice. I had a nice connection to it. I've been a meditator and that sort of thing for a long time, so I definitely had some vibe of connection to it, but I was more than delighted to discover an entire library of culture and wisdom and healing right here, right in this place, of many layers of depth. Very interesting for me.
Now, there's an organization representing healers, like a network on the island, and are you actually the president of that right now?
I am the former president of the Hawaii Island Wellness Travel Association, which was a collection of about 150 healers from all around the island of all sorts of various modalities, crystal healing and Reiki and people who did waterfall hikes. Many things obviously fit the panorama of wellness.
Yeah.
That's actually how the bridge got created for me to do what I'm doing now. It was around that wellness community that I was beginning to try to put together a business. It became clear to me after I was here for a while that, as with many indigenous and local cultures, there's no direct economic connection between the tourist industry that provides most of the economic engine of Hawaii and those people.
The healers,
so,
yeah.
Exactly. And so that is where I found a space that needed to be filled. I didn't look at it so much as an opportunity as just a necessity. Even to Hawaiians, this is known as the Healing Island. And the idea that people could come from all over the world, not be able to find the local healers, just somehow didn't make sense to me. So it was in trying to put that together that some of the local Hawaiians noticed what I was doing, and they decided that it felt energetically correct. My intention is to create a partnership that honors their sacred cultural and healing practices and work with them to create a sustainable engine that goes on forward and can give them something more than service jobs to look forward to.
And you aren't Hawaiian yourself, though.
Oh, I'm not, actually. I'm originally a Chicago person, and as I mentioned in my brief life recap, I was in Seattle not too long ago. So I was as surprised as anyone else that I was the one who was sort of presented with it as an opportunity to do it. For me, this is one of the great illustrations of that life lesson where everything is in front of you and you choose what you respect and honor and empower. Right? As I understand the universe, things are only in it for one of two reasons. They either take me toward my wholeness and the full manifestation of myself, or they take me into what I call karma, which is a lesson of some kind that's usually painful of some degree or other. And in fact, it's a little spiral. So if I don't get the point of the lesson, then I come back to the same spot where I have to choose again. And then if I continue to choose incorrectly, then the spiral just continues and it gets hotter every time I go up because I didn't get the point.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I tend to try and collapse those spirals as quickly as they form to make just for a less painful life. And so I try to stay as aware as I can of everything that comes in front of me, and I recognize that I have the choice on what to empower. The specific example I'm referring to is the way that this all got started. There was a young lady sitting on my lanai here, my porch here in Hawaii. She was also not a Hawaiian. She's a Soma Geometry Sound Healing Yoga teacher. And she was explaining to me how she was on her way to the mainland for 6 months to make a living. As I said, I had just come on island, and I said, well, gee, I thought this was a healing island, and they're supposed to find you. And she said, well, they might be, but they're not. So right at that point, I can look across the table at this woman. Remember, I'm a full-time software programmer. So
yeah.
I look across the table at this woman, and I can say, oh, gee, that's too bad. Have another glass of wine. You'll feel better. Or I can say, something about that, I don't know, it just offends me as a soul in some way, somehow.
Yeah, something's not quite right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so just those moments of recognition, right, as they come to you, you choose what happens. Now, I had no clue what would happen after that because the window that has been opened here into the most sacred parts of Hawaiian culture came as a complete surprise. There's a general universal, well, your audience is women, so I'm sure you'll all vibe with this. There's a general feeling of the time of the divine feminine rising and women coming into their power and that sort of thing. That's all true on the island as well. Many of the people that I work with are women. The primary energy around the place is Pele and her sisters. So there's a lot of female energy, but it was actually the softening in the male energy that allowed the window to open. Right, you can't honor what you don't know. So the easiest way to get this place bulldozed is to keep everything a secret.
Right.
There has to be some window, some crack that you're willing to show people to say, hey, this is too valuable to be wiped out.
Yeah, and give it more strength and anchoring.
Correct.
So men are coming in too, though, to seek out the healers, eh?
Exactly. Men come in and also men participate. I have a mix of men and women kahuna. So everyone is stepping up in their own way and recognizing either they have to step into their power or they have to be willing to come forward into the community. It's the combination of all of these energies coming together that makes what I'm doing possible. Because without them, I mean, none of them have stamped on their forehead kahuna.
Right.
So they have to be willing to come up to you when you're not looking and tug you on the sleeve and go, hey, I would like to talk to you.
Yeah. In addition to connecting and being this bridge, you are also offering and arranging for private accommodation for visitors?
Oh, I do. Yeah. As a part of the stuff that we put together, we handle all aspects of it. So everything from what are typically private house accommodations. I don't mean you have a room in a house somewhere. I mean, if you come as a small group, you have your own condo. If you come as a slightly larger group, you have your own house. If you come as an individual, you can have your own suite in hotels. It's whatever suits you as accommodation for style, but we arrange all of those kinds of things. Also, transportation, so
yeah.
Anyone who wants to go as groups, we handle all that. We handle limousines, catered meals, private concerts with Grammy-winning Hawaiian slack key artists. Anything that you can imagine that is Hawaii has sort of been opened to me as something that I can weave together.
Mm.
So either as something that's crafted in advance or something that's just put together in an a la carte way, a sequence of sacred experiences that take you into a whole new understanding of self.
Well, I think that a lot of people who go to Hawaii and are drawn to the island are looking for that kind of connection, even if they can't put words to it or don't know what or how to look for that. There is that opening. And so I think it makes a lot of sense that someone, and it looks like it's you, David Gaines, is connecting the local healers with the visitors. I think that's great.
And really, I appreciate the opportunity here to just sort of stick my head up, which is all I'm doing, because I agree with you. I think there are a lot of people looking for it already, but the Hawaiians hide themselves. They just don't trust. Their experience has not been good. And amongst all of the indigenous cultures in North America, the Hawaiians have probably fared the best.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't really bode too well for the idea of a peaceful interaction, a trusting interaction, right? So this stuff that people can feel around them is around them, but it's invisible. They just can't find it.
Yeah.
Because the people who have it, even if they will speak with you, won't speak with you of those things, and it will be redirected. And I'm very flattered and humbled and very appreciative of the unique place that I fit in the pantheon in Hawaii here. Very interesting, exciting.
Yeah. And so how long now since you've been in this position?
Well, I came to the island 3 years ago, and as I mentioned, I had that initial conversation with that young lady shortly thereafter. So it's been an idea in the process of birthing for about 3 years and has come really into its final shape of having the right kinds of people offering the right kinds of experiences within about the last 6 or 9 months or so. So we're just sort of gelling it together.
Yeah, that sounds like the normal period of gestation.
Right. You know, the one thing that I do offer that's valuable is not just regarding the accommodations, but regarding the experiences themselves. I've had everything. There is nothing that I represent. There's nothing that anyone who ever comes here through one of my packages or programs, there's nothing that they will ever experience that I do not personally know myself intimately well. So the screening process, as I said, I used to be the president of a wellness association, so there were 150 people in it at the time. I probably had 400, 500 email contacts. I know probably 300 healers on this island, and I work with 6.
Really?
Yeah. So that's really the one of the most valuable things that I offer people through my bridge building process, is these really are the best of the best of the best.
So how do the other few hundred feel? Like, don't they want to be involved too?
They do. I have standards. So everyone that you come to see has to shift your soul, not play and go, oh, this was really interesting, and gee, I don't know about that. But have you walk out and go, I've never had anything like that before in my life. That's exactly precisely what I'm intending to craft for you, all week of it. These are very hidden people. These are people who have never before interacted with the public in any way. It was a very interesting process for me to even build the bridge to allow money to flow through this process. And so there are many layers to building this experience for everyone. And It's a golden opportunity to share in something that just hasn't been available before. So this process of just sticking my head up and letting people know, I'm very grateful for it.
Yeah, interesting. Well, and of course you have a website that you have put together. Can you want to tell us about that?
I do. The website is wellnesswithaloha.com. On that website can be found everything from a reasonably extensive set of videos with a wide range of experiences, interviews with the kahuna, so you can get a feel for their energy. There's a description of all of our services and different kinds of packages that we put together. Just about everything that you would need to get an initial feeling for the kind of experience that we offer in this place. I'm being encouraged to plug someone else. There's a book called Secrets and Mysteries of Hawaii by an author named Pila Childs, P-I-L-A. And in Pila's book, he talks about how the veil that separates the rest of consciousness from reality in Hawaii is a little thinner here.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes for the most amazing personal experiences, and it makes for the cleanest connections between the gifted folks who are here. There's less interference between them and the source.
Mm.
And so the combination of the energy of the place and the energy of the people leads to the kinds of personal transformation and clarity experiences that you just can't get anywhere else. And that's what was so surprising for me coming here. I didn't know what this place was, but now that I do know, I feel like I have to tell everybody about it, and I have to make the most of it that I can.
Well, it sounds like you are, and I have not actually been to the Big Island. About 10 years ago in the late 90s, I went to Kauai for a few times, the Garden Island, and certainly I connected with some of the local healers there through people I knew who lived there. But I must say that one of the trips that I made that was quite brief, the middle one of the three trips I made, I was really not wanting to leave. I just felt so pulled to stay, but I had to leave. And I remember saying to myself, I feel like I've barely scratched the surface of Kauai, of these islands. And then I turned it around because I realized that I felt like my surface had barely been scratched.
Ah, interesting. Yes. Well, that's the way this place is.
Yeah, definitely.
Inside and outside. It's very enriching. For me, that's what living on purpose means. Have that the experience that's completely enriching for you on every level, that just makes you feel good to be doing it when you're getting up in the morning and doing it. And that every day, no matter what your mood is, something happens that will make whatever your mood was even better. You get a phone call, you get a this, you get a that.
Yeah, and just pulls out all the stops, like wherever the blocks were, it just gets dissolved, right?
Yeah. And for me, you can see the fruits of it. I'm living that life beyond imagination that I mentioned earlier. So
yeah.
I can encourage anyone else to give the same thing a try. This is a great place to start.
And one opportunity that people have as of January 15th, which is coming up, you are running a sweepstakes. Do you want to tell us about that, David?
I am, yes. Well, a couple of my kahuna here have been kind enough to put together some CDs of some very powerful Hawaiian chanting. We offer those CDs on the website for just $10 for the two of them. And through the end of March, if you pitch your $10 for these two CDs, then you are automatically entered in a sweepstakes to win a $10,000 trip for two here for a whole week of this Hawaiian healing experience.
Wow.
So we call it our 10 for 10 sweepstakes. And of course, there's no purchase required. You can absolutely just go to the site and enter by sending us a 3x5 card for the sweepstakes. But that money will go to help support the kahuna that we work with. They are actually the ones who provided the CDs to us, and you'll see some of that described on the site right there. So thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a heck of a deal. David Gaines, it's been a real pleasure to connect with you. Thanks for being my guest on Living on Purpose.
Thank you, Lynn. It's been a real pleasure. I hope everybody has a lovely day, and they can feel the aloha coming from here out through the winter land over there.
All right, we'll be in touch. Thanks, David.
Thank you. Aloha.